Good evening. I would like to call to order the Tuesday, May 17th, 2016 regular board meeting. Madam Treasurer, may you call the roll?
Here.
And now for the Pledge of Allegiance, may you please rise for Fanta Darbo from Wagner Road Junior High. Do we have our guest speakers? All right, I will go ahead and lead with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Item 2.01, approval of the April 12th regular board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion? Moved by Mr. Whitman, second by Mr. Truex. Also, in addition to that, item 2.02, approval of the April 20th special board meeting minutes. Same motion. Moved again by Mr. Whitman, seconded by Mr. Truex. Any discussion? No discussion. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Aye.
Item 3.01, approval of the May 17th, 2016 Board of Education meeting agenda. Madam Superintendent, do we have any changes to this evening's agenda?
President Begney, we do have changes.
Down here.
Okay, thank you. Is Sandy Long here this evening? Sandy Long, if you would please approach. Okay. While she's walking up, do we have a motion to accept the changes to the approval or changes to the agenda?
So.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap, second. Second by Mr. Whitman. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Aye.
And the floor is yours, Mrs. Long.
Good evening. Do you have a portable that works? You're wired? Just get really close. There we go. Okay. Good evening. My name is Sandy Long. I am honored to be your appointee to the Eastland Fairfield Career Technical Schools Board of Education, and I'm here tonight to provide you with an update on some of our students. But first, I would like to take this opportunity to wish the senior class of 2016 the best and congratulate them and their families. And I'd also like to congratulate all of our award recipients that are here tonight, since I don't usually get to do that. And thank you for moving me forward on the agenda. The information tonight is on students who have recently made some wonderful achievements at Eastland Fairfield or one of the satellite programs. Inducted to the National Technical Honor Society are Arnold Arias, Victoria Matthews, Asada Diallo, Olivia Miner, Natalie Truex, and George Perkins. Those students who competed at the SkillsUSA state competition include Anna Ballo, Ellen Janeo, and Hope Winchester, who competed in the opening and closing ceremonies. Deneen Hazelwood, who competed in Quiz Bowl. Hannah Robbins, who competed in nurse assisting. And Sage Finnerty, who attended as a current state officer. In the FCCLA state finals, Taylor Truex won gold in applied mathematics for culinary management team. Bridget Kelly won silver in pastry cake. In the BPA National Leadership Conference, Arnold Vacani competed in banking and finance. Caleb Bethel placed in the top 10 in human resource management. And Tanisha Thomas and Sarah Ridlinger did a back-to-back first place finish at the national level in team website design. So congratulations to all of these students. And again, thank you for the opportunity to provide this report, and have a wonderful summer.
Thank you, Mrs. Long. As we move now to communications, items 4.01, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, lots of recognition we have coming on tonight. We will start with items 4.01 with TS Tech recognition.
Superintendent Thomas Manning, President Begonine, the members of the board. I'm going to ask a couple people to join me up here this evening. I'm going to have Chris Suter, who is one of our robotics students. I'm going to have Casey Stammer, who is one of our interns in the Fab Lab. And a couple of our representatives from TS Tech are going to join us up here this evening. TS Tech has been an absolutely phenomenal partner for us over the last few years, not just financially, but in everything else that they do for us. They've been wonderful in providing us with mentors and tons of help with our robotics team. I could stand here and tell you all night how pleased I am to have TS Tech be a partner, but I think it would mean a lot more coming from Chris Suter, so he's going to speak to you guys about the partnership that we have with TS Tech.
Just a few words from Team 4085. Team 4085 would like to thank TS Tech and their gracious donations. They have allowed us to travel to two competitions each season, buy and operate our new mill, and with their mentors' help, they have enhanced our fabrication process in a new way. We'd like to thank TS Tech for assisting us in the use of their facilities to create an amazing pit for our competitions, as well as a crate they crafted for our robot to ship to World Championship competition in St. Louis. Being able to bring the name of an outstanding sponsorship has helped guaranteed that we could even get into World Championship in the is an honor we'd love to have.
Thank you, Chris. I'm going to have Casey Stammer present the plaque. We asked Casey, who is one of our Fab Lab interns, to design and build a plaque for TS Tech that would help us to recognize them. So Casey, if you don't mind.
To all the young men and women who put a lot of dedication and a lot of hours into this. I know they work very hard. And we're just proud to be a part of it. You know, it's one thing that a company can easily write a check, and sometimes that's the easiest thing to do. But I'm really proud that TS Tech has taken that next step to actually be involved with the kids and to see their progress not only this year, but the previous years has really been inspiring to a lot of our associates. And we love to brag about the kids and the robotics team and TS at Reynoldsburg. So congratulations. We look forward to more success. Good luck at the state. And then in next year, we'll be proud to sponsor you again and look forward to working closely with you. So thank you very much.
I'm Matt Wagner from TS Tech America's Human Resources, and I want to say, first of all, thank you for this Very nice recognition plaque. Really appreciate it. And also congratulations to the public students. And just 2 points I want to leave you with tonight. First of all, TS Tech's statement of beliefs has 2 parts. One is high regard for people's potential, and the other part is to be a company welcomed with joy. And our donations and participation in the robotics program in Reynoldsburg reflect those beliefs. The other thing I will leave you with is that one of our strategic goals is to become a 100-year-old company. Now, that will happen in 2060. I don't plan to be working at 2060, which means that it's going to take bright young minds who are right now doing things like the Robotics Club to fill those positions. And so that's another reason why we encourage this type of program, and we wish you all the best.
I also wanted to thank all of our team members who have been able to attend tonight. You'll notice them with the bright purple shirts on, so thank you guys for coming. And of course, our team mentors, our coaches who are over here tonight. And I believe, Mr. Whitman, we found out some other good news about TS Tech just before the meeting tonight.
Yes, don't go away yet. This works out very well that you guys are here tonight. The district has also nominated you for the Ohio School Board Association Business Honor Roll 2016, and this just in, you made it. So this is a letter from Eric German, the 2016 OSBA president. He says, congratulations for being named to the 2016 OSBA Business Honor Roll. With this certificate of recognition, the Ohio School Boards Association offers its sincere thanks to TS Tech Americas, or TS Tech USA, for its strong support of Reynoldsburg City Schools. The Board of Education, students, staff, and community also extend their appreciation. School business partnerships greatly benefit all involved. Local businesses play a crucial role in supporting their community's schools. This support is especially important as school districts struggle with limited resources, budget uncertainties, and a difficult economic climate. Just as businesses support their schools, it's equally important that schools and communities support their local merchants and service providers. OSBA encourages everyone in the community to recognize TS Tech Americas or TS Tech USA's outstanding contributions to Reynoldsburg City Schools. Sincerely, Eric K. German. Thank you, guys.
Thank you once again for all of your support for our great robotics team. I'm sure we'll be hearing much more in the future about their great works this past couple of months. Moving on to item 4.02, Certificate of Recognition. I will now turn it over to Board Member Dunlap.
Okay, I was handed this tonight, and I'm very honored to be able to present this. My daughter recently won a piece of his work, and it is hanging in her room. She's an Encore student, and this is an amazing piece of artwork done by Ty Pulowski. And Ty, I know I saw you. You're coming up. Okay. So Ty has been honored in so many ways, and Ty, you don't even know, in the past few months I've mentioned your name often at the school board meeting because I know everyone is proud of you, and I'm particularly proud. I have a special place in my heart for the arts, and I think that you have represented us so very well at the local, state, and national level. And so we have a special award for you tonight. I'm going to read it and then come around and present it, if that's all right. So this is a certificate of recognition to Ty Pulowski. He's demonstrated that he is a leader today by winning top honors in the 2016 Congressional Art Competition and being recognized for excellence in fine arts by the National Young Arts Foundation. And this is awarded today, the 17th of May, 2016.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to say something. I'd like to thank Ms. Motrade and Ms. Cosgrove. I know that Encore can be dismissed sometimes. I know that that's not fair. I've jumped around academies from East End to East End to Encore before I found the right place. And I know that Encore is the right place all along. Maybe not at first, but definitely this year. I'm graduating as a junior, but if every year was as good as this year, I would not be leaving so soon. I want to make sure that Encore is getting the credit it deserves because it's really developing into something new.
Congratulations again. Now we're moving on to item 4.03, Youth in Government Participation Recognition. I'm not sure who will be speaking. And now I know who it is. All to you.
On behalf of the Williamsburg Youth in Government Delegation, I would like to thank Superintendent Thomas Manning, President Begany, and the Board for inviting us to be at tonight's meeting. My name is AJ Duke, and I'm currently serving as the President of our delegation. Youth in Government is a program that allows students to learn how government works, and in this program, students write bills about something that they would like to see changed in their state. In April, we went to the State House and acted as a mock government at our state conference. That conference was a weekend long, and during the weekend, we first presented our bills to a committee of about 10 to 15 students. If that bill passed the committee, then it moved to either the House or the Senate floor, where we present it to over 100 students. If it passes that session, then it goes to the youth governor, and they either sign or veto the bill. This was Williamsburg's third year attending the conference and was by far our most successful. We had four bills that were signed by our youth governor, which is more than double what we had the previous 2 years combined. Those bills were protecting sexual assault victims in the military, retaining Ohio's beauty, removing unaccredited degrees from the public sector, and death row organ donors. Not only was this our most successful year in the number of bills signed, but also in positions held. This year, Chris Jacob and myself served as committee chairs, while Christian White served as the President of the Senate. All those were first for our delegation. Also this year, our delegation planned and ran Constitution Day at the Livingston campus, which we have already started planning for next year's Constitution Day as well. During that event, students came down to the gym where we had 10 tables set up, each with a different amendment from the Constitution that pertains specifically to teens. We have also had bake sales, dress down days, and other school events to raise awareness for our program. Outside of school, we have had fundraisers at the Jerry Garver YMCA. And now I would like to invite our advisor, Greg Neville, to speak a little about what he does for the program, as well as say a few words about our state director, Charlie Myers, and what he is doing currently in Seattle at a conference. Thank you.
Thanks, AJ. And again, I would like to thank the board for giving us the opportunity to come and speak to you today about this amazing program. Again, my name is Greg Neville. I'm the Associate Executive Director at the Jerry Garver YMCA. The last 5 years, I've had the amazing opportunity to help out with the Youth in Government Conference. This past year, I was transferred to the Jerry Garver Y in my current position and got the opportunity in October to take over as advisor for these amazing young men and women. And it was just an amazing experience. During the time that we met, we would meet twice a month, starting in October, and we would discuss different issues that the kids thought that they could think about writing bills. And so what we would do is brainstorm different ideas, and then they would narrow down the topics, and they narrowed down the topics of the various bills that they wrote. This year, the Youth in Government Conference had over 600 students from around the state of Ohio, various YMCAs, and various schools that they were given the opportunity to discuss their bills and then have the opportunity to see if they could get their bills passed. So, the Youth in Government group is run by a friend of mine, Charlie Myers, and during the time that he has taken over the program, he kids, increased the numbers all the way up to over 600 kids from around the state of Ohio. Over the past couple days, Charlie has been involved in the National Youth and Government Conference, learning from 38 other school directors in different states, and focusing on participation, diversity, and inclusion on how to make a better community. So it has been just, lastly, I just would like to finish by saying it's a shame that I was only able to spend the past 8 months with these young men and women, but they are definitely an amazing group of kids. Thank you.
We do have certificates for all of you, so if you want to come on up, I'll ask Mrs. Dunlap to read the names. Can you read them off the thing and then by me?
And I apologize if I mispronounce your names right up front. Madeline Blake. Aubrey Carmichael. Kira Kopas. Taylor Kress. Cameron Hayward. Christopher Jacob. Mackenzie Kaminsky. Mackenzie Morrow. Rashid Poindexter. I just need to see the rest of the list. There you go. All right. Okay. Christian Morgan. AJ. I'm not going to attempt your last name. Cameron Cozart. Tom Leslie. Kelly Barth. And Christian White. Thank you all very much for representing Reynoldsburg in such a wonderful way. There is a very long and distinguished list of alumni from this group, and thank you for representing us, and hopefully soon you will be joining that alumni as well. I know some of you are seniors, so thank you.
The May meeting is always a fun meeting. It's good to recognize. And continuing with that, now we're going to invite the administrators from Slate Ridge to come on down for our accelerated reader program.
Good evening, Superintendent Thomas Manning, President Begley, members of the board. I'm going to announce the Slate Ridge Accelerated Reader winners for our building. Accelerated Reader is a reading incentive program where students earn points taking quizzes on books that they read. The way that Slate Ridge gave out their awards this year was for the top 5 points of the entire building. So, in no particular order, our first award goes to Honoring Miss Boyles. Mary Moon. Sally Gaver. Daddy Montgomery. And Lily Burden Prettyman.
Let's have one more round of applause, please. Now you know where all the pictures will be taken for the parents who would like a few. Moving on, now I'd like to invite the representative from Summit Elementary down, please. I know her.
I was really excited to see this podium because last time I was here was a long time ago speaking at an opening thing and the podium came up to here. So it's nice that you've purchased Hobbit podiums. We appreciate that. My name is Rhonda Evers. I'm the librarian at Summit. Mrs. Jewell was unable to attend tonight. She's out of town singing the praises of the district, and so she was unable to come. This year at Summit, we have piloted the iReady reading and math program in addition to continuing Accelerated Reader and Alex Math. Some of the lessons on iReady. iReady is not just reading the book and taking a test. It's actually mastering a lesson. So some of the lessons in third and fourth graders last up to 90 minutes and longer. So you'll be amazed at the time that our students have put in. After looking at the data and all of the students, kindergarten through fourth grade, we had a list of 130 names to bring with us tonight. Mrs. Julie said I couldn't bring them all. And I know that though you're impressed by that number, you're probably even more impressed with our editing skills because we brought it down by a few. Let me give you a quick snapshot of what we've done with iReady this year. Our students have mastered 20,224 iReady math lessons. They've mastered 24,225 iReady reading lessons. They spent 17,419 hours and 16 minutes to accomplish this goal. That translates to 23.8 months of nonstop learning at Summit and iReady alone. So add all those other things we do, our students have put in a great deal of time and effort. Tonight, we are introducing to you four students who have excelled not only in iReady reading, math, Alex, and AR, but they are the recipients of the Summit STEM Nobel Prize for Academic Excellence. We have clubs for our blended learning programs named after scientists and leaders, and the top award that you can get is the Nobel Prize. There is no $1 million check that comes with this, however. I'd be happy to write one, but they won't get very far with it. To get the Nobel Prize, it was originally set that you had to accomplish 250 lessons or AR tests in reading, and then you had to accomplish 250 math, whether it be Alex or whether it be iReady. And we had a lot of students who received 250 in one, but not the other. But these four students not only met that challenge, but they excelled. They more than doubled the number that was required to win the Nobel Prize this year. So I'd like to introduce you our students. They can come on down. Ms. Maren Chung, Tyler Hamisek, Katie McCready, and Liam Grennan. This is Maren Chung. This is Mr. Caden McCready. This is Mr. Liam Grennan. And this is Mr. Tyler Hamisek. So, Summit students, I want you to wave at your parents. Maren, some of the students, hello. I want you to wave at your parents, please, both. I want you to turn around and thank the school board. They're behind you. Now you can take a bow to the audience. Okay. And now you can have your picture taken.
As always, entertaining. Now I would like the representatives to follow that up with from French Run, please. Good luck.
Thank you. Good evening. We did kind of the same thing as Summit today. We wanted to definitely pay tribute to some of our kids who are working on AR, which is the Accelerated Reader Program. And we also wanted to honor those kids who've been working really hard on our Blended Learning, which is our iReady program. So what we did was the first student we are going to honor is, we'll recognize, is Eli Queenan. He's a fourth grader. He had the most AR points in the school with 198. So if Eli would come on up. This young lady is a first grade student, and she completed the most iReady reading lessons in the school with 198. That's Miss Carly Moyer. I don't believe our next student is here. It's Haveen Omar, a fourth grade student who completed 155 math lessons, which was tops in the school. We also wanted to recognize those students who completed over 175 lessons, iReady reading and math. Those students are all in the first grade. Niraj Sarki, 197 combined lessons. Curtis Baker, 187 combined lessons. And Caleb Driscoll completed 178 combined lessons in iReady. And as someone was talking about, some of our older kids, their lessons take a lot longer to complete. So what I want to do, I went through all the data and compiled the students with the most time on task. And this is pretty amazing. This young man is in fourth grade, really setting a strong example for the blended learning program. Completed 4,832 minutes on iReady, both reading and math. That's Christopher Landers. I think the best part about this group right here, not only are they outstanding scholars, but they're also really cool kids. They are very polite in the hallway. They have a ton of friends. They're just all around leaders in our school. So once again, congratulations to French Room.
Thank you again. And now representatives from Herbert Mills.
Very exciting. Good evening, members of the board, President Begany, Superintendent Thomas Manning, Ms. Miller. Good to see you all tonight. I have a little blurb that we wrote up about what we do at our school for AR. We will be piloting iReady next year, so we look forward to participating in that program as well. AR for us is one of the cool academic programs that we have in our school. We've made it an AR Read Around the World challenge. So if you were to walk into our cafeteria gymnasium, you would see continents scattered around the room of the gym. As students take quizzes and earn points, they travel around the world. Each 9 weeks, the student navigation team, which are leaders within our school, fourth graders, write students' names and the numbers of the AR points they have earned on transportation symbols. So trains, cars, trucks, boats, and planes as they travel around our gymnasium. The transportation symbols are then put up along the path around the world. Students who have earned enough points to reach a continent are then recognized in quarterly assemblies within the ward in our school. Students must earn 200 points to make it all the way around the world in our gym. And we have 430 kids at Mills, and the students that we're identifying this evening, they'll come up here in a second, it's very exciting, they were already recognized in front of our entire student body during our morning war. And for me, I think that was a highlight for you all, although tonight is exciting, but probably a little nerve-wracking as well. I will say this, though, the program would not be such a success as it is without awesome leadership from Mrs. Kathy Stevens. Ms. Kathy Stevens, thanks so much. She spearheads this program and motivates our navigation team to every so often update the names of the kids as they travel around the world. It's a very symbolic gesture for our students to see what reading is all about and encourages them to keep up with that challenge. This year, we have six students who have moved around the world, warned such students several times. Collectively, they have earned over 2,000 points. They have taken online quizzes of 394 books. These books contain over 15 million words. We are happy to be a part of the reading journey and nurture their love of learning and reading, and it's well deserved. So congratulations to the students. I call out, and you can come up right up front here. Andrew Kramer with 275 points. Gabby Hurlacher with, check this, 992.5 points. I've been told to anticipate 1,000. John L. Jones with just over 200 points. Congratulations, John L. Michaela Jones with over 206 points. Congratulations, Michaela. And then Adrian Tin Tap Tai, who I don't know if is here tonight, Adrian, with 287 points. And then last but certainly not least, Reese Dickinson with over 200 points, 202.3 points. What about Reese? These are just a select few of our great, outstanding Miss Tigers. Way to go.
Give them one more round of applause. Good. And now for Rose Hill.
Good evening, and it's so nice to be at a board meeting with so many students, and I am very proud to bring two students for their accelerated reader points. At Rose Hill, if you earn 200 points, you have the honor of being recognized at this board meeting tonight. So I have two students, Adam Wojcik. He 200 was our cutoff, but he is today at 503. So, and 500 is when I have to buy him lunch. So,
can you wait with me here?
That was okay.
Actually 275.
Oh, he told me that was 275. I'll find out what 500 is probably when I get back. He's getting a free book. A reading medal. So, and I have to thank Katie Keister, our librarian, for putting this all together. And we also have Alex Lim, and I did not see him before the meeting. So, thank you for your recognition.
Taylor Road.
Good evening, President Begany, members of the board, Superintendent Thomas Manning. Before we get started, just want to share something real quick. Tonight we had our second annual 1 mile race for the running club for Taylor Road. It was a big success. It didn't rain. It was about noon. I was starting to sweat that a little bit, but we had a great turnout. I believe our winner ran a mile in 6 minutes and 45 seconds, which wow, he's got a future there. So that was really cool. So it was a really great turnout, and I don't know if Mrs. Calkins is here tonight, but she's the one that put this together and really made it happen. So yep, there she is. Stand up for a second, Christy. Come on. Come on. There you go. All right, this is always tough because at Taylor Road, these kids love to read. And I mean, when you walk around the building, you always see these kids reading. There's always a book in their hand. When you walk in the classroom, as soon as we're done with something, boom, I mean, they're reading. These kids truly and generally love to read. And as I joke with a lot of them, you know, make sure you read the book before you go see the movie. And a lot of them make sure that they do that. And then I was talking to one student, he was pointing out the differences. So it's just a really good experience over there. How we did this year, I basically just took the top three readers at every grade level. So go ahead and read his names off right now. The first one is Braden Murray. Kevin Smith.
Kevin.
Right over there. All right. Jackson Buzinski. Quinn Dean. Elijah Hoffmeister. Tyshawn Payne. Kilani Vongset. Sabrina Ripple. Ilana Makudu. And Bailey Patton. Just want to express how proud we are of you guys. You guys have worked hard. I know you'll continue reading over the summer. And if I recall, as we say in the elementary world, only 7 more wake-ups to go, guys. All right, and then we can enjoy our summer. Thank you.
Yeah, let's give a round of applause for all the recipients tonight, from all the recognition. What a great accomplishment for all of them.
And now the board meeting will get slightly less well-attended. We'll move on to item 5.01, items from the board. We'll start off with Mr. Truex.
Thank you, Mr. Begany, President Begany. I'd like to say thank you to Wagner Road for hosting tonight, and thank all of you for coming out this evening. Certainly do appreciate that. I'd like to say congratulations to the robotics team for making it to and doing so well at Worlds. Fantastic work. Thank you. I'd like to say thank you and congratulations to the Eastland Culinary Arts Academy, and specifically Taylor Truex, if I may, for getting a gold award at the FCCLA competition. I'd like to say congratulations to the Bell and HS Squared Academies for getting second place at the Battle of the Books competition, which happened to have been my daughter Kelsey, the other twin. I'd like to say congratulations to the Leo Club for raising over $10,000 from Raiderthon That money all goes towards Nationwide Children's Hospital to support and research the treatment of pediatric cancer. The Leo Club advisors Steve Ridgway, Andrea Calicote, and Kelly Massa should be congratulated. I'd like to congratulate the participants of the OMEA Large Group Competition, where they received a 2, which is an outstanding award that was held in Gahanna. I'd also like to commend all those who helped plan, worked, and supported the OMEA State Large Group Choir Competition last month. Finally, I'd like to say thank you, and as we get ready to break for the summer, I wanted to remind everyone that the June, July, and August board meetings will be held at City Hall, so we'll pick back up at the schools later, perhaps. I'm looking forward to 2016-2017 school year and all the excitement that that will bring. Thank you very much.
Ms. Tenero.
No, I don't have
it. Mr. Whitman.
Yeah, I'd like to second Mr. Truex's comments, all of them. also congratulate this year's graduating seniors and wish everybody a great summer. I want to thank the various staff at the various schools who've been inviting board members to different events here and there. In the past couple of months, I've been to read some books at Rose Hill Elementary. Just this past week, I ate some muffins cooked by many, many teachers and I believe some parents too at French Run. First chance I got to see that that they have a mural on their wall too. It's pretty impressive. Let's see. And now I finally know what all those continents on the wall are for at Herbert Mills about the around the world. When I first went there for Innovation Night, from a distance I was saying, "Wow, there's a lot of paint peeling from that wall there. What is that? What's it say there? Don't touch Asia. Oh, it's Asia. I'm like, wow, these are really decent cutouts." And just last night I was at the art show at the Livingston Avenue campus. So yeah, all those invitations. If I can make it, I try to make it. I always enjoy coming out there. So thank you. And I want to thank everybody who came out to the to our two community discussions to figure out, you know, the least bad of a lot of, you know, kind of crummy options about what to do about our high school enrollments. And now that we've kind of bought ourselves a little bit of time, stay tuned. Now it's time to have discussions about, you know, what to do long term. And I'm still making my way through all those surveys you sent in. I am going to reach the end of those, but boy, there's a lot of them. So, all right, that's all I got.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to be brief tonight because it is a long meeting, but I always love the May meeting when we can recognize so many people and so many kids, and I do love seeing all the kids out there because it reminds me that's what we're all about. I want to thank everyone again for coming, all the parents and all the kids, all our staff members and community members as well. I also want to thank everyone for the invites. Again, getting out to the schools and doing all the things that we get to do and to see, that reminds us of why we're all sitting here, and I think that's so very important. I enjoyed my muffins. The art show was just amazing at Livingston. We all think of the Encore Academy. That's where the arts are, and I was just blown away last night. So keep those invitations coming. I try to get out to them as much as I can as well. Congratulations to everyone who was recognized. I know they didn't want to stay for the rest of the evening, and I understand that. I know my kids have some last-minute projects to finish up at home. Which I hope they're doing right now because I'm not there. Also, I wish we could recognize everyone publicly because there are so many wonderful things going on in this district, and not everyone carries an award and not everyone gets a medal, but those kids are working so hard, not only at their academics, at different projects, at learning to give and learning to
care, and they should all be recognized. Unfortunately, time doesn't allow that, but I do appreciate all the effort by the students and the kids. I can't believe it's the end of the year, 7 days left. I keep discussing with people, why does it not seem like the end of the year? I think, is it so cold? We're not wearing shorts? I don't know, but boy, it's upon us. And so I want to congratulate the graduates and tell everyone I wish you all a happy summer. Thank you.
I'm pretty sure the teachers and administrators know it's the end of the school year. Just kidding. Again, all the invitations are great. I just wish that my position allowed me to come out, but apparently I do have to teach during the day as well. But I do get a chance to get out to see some things. I was actually at the Bell Academy recently for their bodies exposition, and wow. Not only was the exhibit itself, the bodies, interesting, some of the work that you can see that went into all the other programs at Bell, specifically when it comes to very challenging social issues, whether it was racism or other social issues that are out there, phenomenal things that were there. And I can tell that the work was, you know, I saw the very end product. I didn't see all the things that went up to it, but some amazing work is done out there. Congratulations to the class of 2016. It's not much longer. They'll almost be there. And again, appreciate everybody coming out this evening. So thanks again. Now we have item point 6.01, items from the superintendent. Superintendent Thomas Manning, do you have any?
We have it working now.
Okay, good.
President Begney, members of the board, just a couple of things, continuing with the theme for our 448 prospective graduates that we will recognize hopefully next Tuesday night at the SHOT. Those students include students who attend both Eastland and Fairfield Career Center. There are 47 students currently on track as to be named valedictorians, which means they have a GPA of 4.0 or higher. And several of those students, 20 of those students are coincidentally from HS Square. So we shall see next Tuesday night. I asked the principals to talk a little bit about those kids because we won't be able to do that at the SHOT next week. And they described these kids as diverse, adaptable, tight-knit future leaders. They are empathetic children and young adults. I'm sorry, I better correct myself very quickly. And they treat one another with kindness and caring, and as indicative in some of the work and service learning projects they've been involved in, creative and hardworking. So I'm excited to be, again, shaking the hands of these students next week. And I should say, more than 60% of the students who participate next week will leave high school with at least 3 hours of college credit. And we are continuing to work with that. Our goal is that 100% of our kids leave having taken at least one college course before they leave our campus, or have secured some credential that will put them right into the world of work if they so choose. So excited about the graduation next week. Hopefully you can join us. The only other item I have on my agenda is we have a new athletic director. I thank Jacob's in audience. Mr. Perkins, we'd like to welcome him. Mr. Perkins is going to be kind of doing a flip-flop with Mr. Pertell. Now Mr. Pertell will be the assistant, Mr. Perkins, and you shall be number one in charge. So work with that, whatever you want to do with that. Effective August 1, and Mr. Perkins' contract is not on the agenda for approval tonight. We are putting Mr. Pertell's contract on approval, the agenda for tonight. Mr. Perkins' contract is going to go through the ESC. There was a committee of, I believe, four or five people who interviewed the candidates, and Mr. Perkins ended up our choice. So thank you. Congratulations, Jacob.
And now we'll move to item 7.01. We heard earlier from Sandy Long, who had to address before she had to attend another meeting. We have two individuals signed up this evening. As a reminder, I just want to make sure everybody's aware as they come up. As far as board policy, all statements shall be directed to the presiding officer. No participant may address or question board members or administrators individually. Also, again, please be mindful that statements cannot be too lengthy, repetitive, personally directed, abusive, obscene, or irrelevant. Now that those niceties are on the way, when you do come down, please say your name clearly for the record, as well as your address and the topic you will be talking about. The first individual will be Zachary Fry.
I'm Zachary Fry, go to Buffalo Junior High School. I'm an eighth grade student at Buffalo Junior High School. I'm talking because of the Eastern and Encore Academies. And I've been a part of Eastern, or for the part of STEM, since the fourth grade. And I did not get accepted in the Eastern. And I was wondering, like, how we're going to fix the situation and how it's, like, why is it first come, first serve? Thank you.
Thank you for coming and speaking, Zachary Fry. I'll speak briefly on this, as obviously it's not a decision that the board came to easily. I can tell you this. We're going to stop at nothing to make sure that what happened this time around does not happen again. It was an issue that just kind of got left out, and before we realized it, we had a problem on our hands. And unfortunately, decisions had to be made for the best interest of all parts in the district, and unfortunately, some students were not able to get their first choice this year. But Mr. Whitman and I, who are on the Outcomes Committee, as well as the administrators and teachers and everyone else that has a brain, we're going to put us all in a room and lock us in there until we figure out a solution so this never happens again to anyone. I know those are very little words of solace to you as you're moving forward into high school next year. I know this is not the way you wanted to approach it, and for that I do apologize. So hopefully we can find a solution that will benefit everybody, and I'm hopeful and very confident that when you do step into the Livingston campus, someone there will greet you with open arms, and you may end up actually liking it, but if not, we will try and again to do the best things that we can do to accommodate everyone. Thank you. And now we have Jennifer Bonet.
Good evening, board members and community members. My name is Jennifer Bonet, and I have three children in our district. I'm a pre-K teacher and a part-time sub within our district. I love working with children and always advocate what is best for them. So this leads me to why I'm speaking to all of you. It is now up to me to advocate for my own child and possibly any other child that was denied acceptance into the Summit campus. My oldest son, Paul, is a current eighth grader who is excited to begin his high school years. He thrives in math and science and loves working with technology. He was set on Summit campus from the beginning. It was only a matter of researching which academy at Summit he would select. We attended the academy meetings, we talked with principals at the Summit location, consulted with his current teachers, we called the school counselors at both academies at Summit to discuss which pathway would best suit his needs. We even discussed his options with his current school counselor. We made sure to ask at the informative meeting during our discussion with school counselors, the school secretaries, and everyone we consulted. At no time did the mention of first come, first serve come up in our discussion. It is not stated anywhere that this was a possibility for selection. As a matter of fact, we were told quite the opposite. Students always get the first choice on selection cards, so there's no need to worry about the second choice. My son's first choice was ESTEM, his second choice was Encore. He has no interest in the academies at Livingston due to their pathways, which is why I questioned the selection card process. Why do they have to choose a campus as a second choice that they have no interest in attending? Again, we were reassured that this would not affect his selection since they're given their first choice. The first choice, second choice issue has never been enforced until now, so this class becomes the guinea pigs of a system that has shown indications of a potential overcrowding problem since the beginning of August. Someone should have known that this class was larger than most and told us that the applications would be limited. When it became apparent that there was an overcrowding situation at Summit, I attended the Summit meeting and we were given three options to address it. I was blindsided when it was announced that these were not viable options after all, and it became first come, first serve mandate. I'd like to know how it would be handled when those 153 students who didn't receive their first choice try to switch academies next year. Will my son be guaranteed a spot at his first choice academy next year? And if so, won't we run into this overcrowding situation again? My son enjoys the eSTEM offerings. We've been told HS Squared is also a STEM academy, but it differs from eSTEM at the Summit, in that Summit is a double block environment and they have different electives. Therefore, switching him into this academy a sophomore year will put him behind in some offerings, in my own opinion. He's also hesitant to pursue the HS Squared Academy, although it's a STEM school, because no one can guarantee that he can switch to eSTEM his sophomore year, and he has no interest in the HS Squared pathways. While I understand this is something the board will address, these are issues that affect every child that lost their first choice, and we need to plan our options now before choosing between the two academies at Livingston. While I agree core classes at all academies are similar, they're taught differently based on that academy. According to the Reynoldsburg City School website, academy transfers are done by interview process, and changes in academies have a negative impact on funding and staff, and may adversely impact student progress. It goes on to say that to that end, it is the expectation of Reynoldsburg City Schools that a student will remain in an academy until completion of their sophomore year. It is then decided on a case-by-case basis. eSTEM students choose pathways their second semester of their freshman year, so having my son unable to take a part in this, he misses another opportunity, especially if they can't change academies till completion of their sophomore year. I'm told that this will be resolved for next year's incoming freshman, but I need to plan now what happens to my child. Because his class size is so large, I would hope that they are granted the flexibility next year when they attempt to switch academies. This whole process went from exciting and enthusiastic to disappointment and heartbreak. I'm asking you, as fellow parents, to please consider what you would do if your child was denied access to their high school choice. It is my hope that you would adhere to what is stated on the Reynoldsburg City Schools website, that all students are provided with equitable access to district programs, and understand that I need some guarantees for next year. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments. Again, I will reiterate, we will do everything within our power to make sure. And we have, my expectations is this will be settled long before December of 2017 or 2016. I don't want anyone to have to go through what you and your family or what your family is going through. And we will do everything we can to make it equitable for all things as we move forward. This is something that was not addressed and ignored. And it's unfortunate that this is the class that has to deal with it. And we will do everything we can to make amends. Thank you. Items 8.0 all the way through 01, 02, 03, 04, 05, and 06 are all up for action. Do I have a motion? Moved by Mr. Truax. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion?
Yes, on tonight for your approval are the April 30th financial reports. Also on for approval are the temporary appropriations. We do those every year, either in May or June. What these do is allow us to start spending money effective July 1st, which is the first day of our new fiscal year, prior to the board setting the budget for the 16-17 school year. We have a handful of appropriation modifications on. We typically have these every month. The general fund modification simply aligns the appropriations to the forecast, which you'll be asked to approve here shortly. Also on is the workers' comp group retrospective rating program. We participated in this program since 2010. How this works is the district pays their normal workers' comp premium, but we're pooled with a group of around 190 other schools across the state. And then based on the performance of those schools, we get refunds of our workers' comp premiums. To date, we've gotten between $200,000 and $300,000 in rebates back from that program. We have on a handful of donations tonight. And last but not least, the approval of the May 5-year forecast. Under Ohio law, we're required to do a forecast every October and then again in May. The process is we go through, we review the budget, we see how our revenues and expenditures are comparing to that budget. We also look out through 2020. I take all that to the Finance Committee, and we review that in length. And then it's brought to the board for approval. And an invite to anybody who wants to come over and go over the forecast in more detail, just let me know, and I'm happy to sit down and go through all the details with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other questions, comments?
Thank you, Madam Treasurer, for sort of giving the overview of this to us here and for those who are gathered around. I was unable to make it to the finance meeting, and so if this answer will take too long, I'll just save it for when we meet individually. But is there, between the October 5-year forecast and the one we are approving tonight, would you say that there is any, you know, particularly significant or unusual items to comment on?
Some of the major changes in the forecast from October to May are we have updated state simulations of our state funding, so I did update those in the forecast. That had a very positive effect on our cash balance. Another big change for fiscal year 16 is we get TIF money, that's tax increment financing money, through tax rebates or tax abatements for some properties. There were some businesses who owed back taxes. They paid those this year. We got another $500,000 that was a nice surprise this year from the city of Reynoldsburg. Also, students leaving the district to attend community schools was down significantly this year. So those were all worked into the forecast.
Are there any other questions or comments about the financial impact? All right. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motions all passed. I would like to go ahead and I've been asked to pull out items 9.02 for a separate vote, so we'll be discussing the amended 9.01, 9.03, and 9.04. Do I have a motion? Moved by Ms. Tenero. Do I have a second? Second by Ms. Dunlap. Is there any discussion for items 9.01, 03, and 04?
So
9.02 will be for a separate vote altogether. This is just
certified staff.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, approved resignations. Okay, and then the others. The motion is to do the other ones all together.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
I also wanted to propose a possible change, President Begney, and it's a rather large list, so I think that we're all kind of looking for what point we're supposed to be. But in personnel, 9.1, I would like to know if we could table that for further discussion, table that till next month.
Nine point oh one was the entirety of the entire section. That's individual item one is being requested to be tabled until a later time. That is till the June meeting. There's a motion on the table. Do I have a second? Seconded by Mr. Truex. Do I have any discussion?
Yes, I would, Board Member Dunlap, or another board member, if you care to comment on, you know, on the reasons for tabling it until June.
I was asking to table this particular item so that we could have some further discussion. We have not been able to do that, and tonight is such a heavy agenda as well, with another executive session in that. And so I was asking that we table that for 1 month so that we do have time to discuss that. That would be an executive session.
President Begley, by law, if you table item 9.01, item 1, you are essentially going to be granting the approval of the contract. By law, by June 1, we need to make action on this, and I would like to hear some more about why we are tabling any of the recommendations on tonight's agenda.
I have some concerns about 9, I guess that's point 1, and the number of years, with some concerns from parents and staff members that have been voiced to me. And again, because we have not had the time tonight, with a very heavy agenda, an executive session on it already. If we are not going to be complying with the law, then I will remove that motion and we will go ahead and vote on that tonight.
President Begney, that would be my recommendation, as it was as before we started the meeting. I had Mr. Brooks's evaluations for the past 3 years, which is what we've used historically in this district to determine whether we want to approve or renew or non-renew an administrator. And I assure you, as the superintendent of schools, that the appropriate paperwork and checks and balances have been put forth, and that Mr. Brooks is deserving of a 3-year contract.
So there is a motion on the table to postpone this decision until executive session or other date prior to. It has been motioned and seconded. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll? We are calling on the roll for tabling this until executive session.
Can I ask one other question?
One other question.
So, Superintendent Manning, so you're advising that we are outside the law if we do not, if we table this tonight, if we go ahead and table?
President Begley, Mrs. Dunlap, that is not what I said. I said if you want to change or alter in any kind of way, or I believe the first motion was to delay this till
to
June.
Correct.
The June board meeting, which, yes, then you would be outside of the law. Second, historically, if we've ever had any kind of concerns about teachers, administrators, staff members, we don't discuss those at board meeting. Most are things that we've discussed with the board officers, behind closed doors, with the superintendent, not at a public meeting. So I'm struggling to understand why my recommendations, which have been my recommendations for over 4 weeks, are just being questioned tonight, and being questioned in a way that's not the Williamsburg way in how we treat people.
All right. So, Mrs. Dunlap, would you like to continue on with your motion, or would you like to withdraw or amend?
I will withdraw.
The motion has been withdrawn. Do we need to do any other accounting for that, Madam Treasurer? No. So the item then has been restored. So now we are voting again on items 9.01, 03, and 04. Do I have a motion? Do we? All right, so we already have. Can we pull out item number 1 for a separate individual vote? Okay. So we will amend the motion. Do I have first for a motion to amend to 9.03 and 9.04, voting on this issue only? Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll for 9.03 and 9.04 only? Those are the only items up for a vote at this time.
And there's a lot of stuff on here, so I'm flipping through the pages. I just want to make sure that I'm voting on what I think I'm voting on. So 9.03 is
classified staff, and 9.04 are supplementals, contracts for fall sports, amongst other various items.
Oh, okay, so here we are. Classified staff. All right, I see that. Resignations. And then finally, 9.04. Approve of. Okay. My only question is, I see Buddy White listed here. My understanding is he's already the football coach, is he not?
They have to have the position is on a yearly rotating basis.
Understood. Okay. No further questions.
All right. So, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll for items 9.03 and 9.04? We're going to amend the amendment. Okay. So we will amend the amendment first, and then we will vote on the items individually. Madam Treasurer, call the roll for whatever it is we're voting on.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item 9.03, 9.04, amendment altered to be voted on has passed. Do I have a motion to vote just individually on items 9.03 and 9.04? Moved by Mr. Whitman. Do I have a second? Second by Ms. Dunlap.
President Begley?
Yes.
I would like to acknowledge the fact that we have several retirements on the under those items that you're...
Absolutely.
A total of 49 years of service for folks in transportation. We thank them for their service. And a total of 84 years combined for the five representatives on the agenda for tonight for retirement. We wish them the very best and thank them for their service to our students and our staff.
Madam Treasurer, then we're done with that. Those two particular items. Now we vote 9.03 and 9.04. For a vote again, Madam Treasurer, would you call the roll?
Aye.
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 Aye. We'll first move to the original amendment, the item 9.02, certified staff, being voted on a singular item. Do I have any discussion?
Motion
to... Okay. A motion to approve 9.02. Do I have a motion? Moved by Ms. Tenero. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion?
President Begley, I'd like to draw your attention to the list of recipients, teacher recipients, for the performance incentives, performance bonuses. We were holding a total of 14, well, actually a few more than 14 teacher applications for performance bonuses pending the outcome of the value-added data, which we recently received from the state. So we are awarding, hopefully with your approval tonight, 14 teachers with performance bonuses, pending value-added data, and another 19 teachers that we felt very appropriate and deserving of going back into their application and sending it to the committee because they had value-added data, which would have changed the original original award amount, and so we thought it only fair to use that data to redetermine the award amounts for those folks. So there are 19 who are being awarded additional bonuses and 14 new recipients, and I'd like to thank them for their service and their hard work, and congratulations. As always, check's right here with me.
Any other questions, comments?
Yes, so Madam Superintendent, I would want to, those who are regular attendees know that we had a lot of checks handed out at the last meeting, and I want to clarify that those were for, what was the name of the Raider Fellowship? Or, okay, and these are different, these are just performance bonuses.
Okay.
Okay, no further questions.
Yeah, this is Mr. Mariga, please go ahead. One more comment, continuing.
I'm struggling on the certified only because of the procedure we use to get there. Typically, the superintendent, when it comes to new hires, will have principals do dream sheets and
then she'll meet with the lead principals with those suggestions, and then it's all looked at as to the budget, the overall needs of the district, and so forth. She'll come to the board with a recommendation, and then we either approve or reject. And it just didn't follow that procedure this time, so I'm struggling with, frankly, how to vote. If I do vote no, it would not be against the people, but more the process. It is our board policy to, I have it here because of a long meeting. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, it's our powers and duties to consider and approve or reject recommendations from the superintendent in all matters of policy, appointment and dismissal of employees, on and on. We turn to her because she's the licensed professional. She brings those recommendations, and then again, it goes on to say, because all powers of the board line its action as a group, individual members exercise their authority over the district affairs only as they vote to take action at a legal meeting of the board. So I would suggest that we're certainly not following policy, and even concern about sunshine laws. So again, when it comes down to the vote, I hate to be a no vote, but if it is, it's just sincerely out of the procedure. It's nothing to do with any of the people on that list. Thank you.
Any other comments?
The fellow board members raised concerns that concern me, because I don't like to see us not following our own policies, whether it's on, a dress code or whatever else. But I did not quite follow what you were saying, what Board Member Tonero was saying. Could she or Mr. President clarify what the concern is? This is with item 9.02, certified staff. The employment of these 1, 2, 3, 4, these 7 employment positions here, correct? Okay. Yeah, I would like to learn more about the possible violations of board policy and or sunshine laws. Say it louder for everyone else. Okay, so the board members approached Superintendent Thomas Manning with more stronger than requests for expectations of staffing, and pardon my newness, the usual procedure for doing this. I know you said it, but I wonder if Mr. President could comment on the validity of these concerns.
The concern was that the board officers, myself and Mr. Truex, approached the superintendent at an agenda review and instructed her that we would like to see an increase in the involvement of the arts in the community. The community has spoken loud and clear at the election of November, and it's been made clear by many members of the board, including myself, in public at many, many times, that we would like to see an increase in that. We dictated nothing other than find a way to make it work as what is requested. Those are the terms of what had happened. All emails and all communications were complete, open, and in sunshine, and even requests were made and given to all members of the board if they would like to comment on those suggestions.
Board Member Tornero says she found out after the fact, and so the communication was not done as it should be. Okay. I would like to I would like to find, you know, to satisfy myself between our board president and board member Tornero, if we are indeed in compliance with our board policy, if or if we're not, or if it's simply a difference of interpretation. So I would like, in that case, to table this issue. Oh, wait, is this all still... This is the one that we could not table. It's all rolled into there. Okay. Okay. And so a no vote on this will be a no for... But the concern needs to be out there and noted. Okay. So if I understand correctly, there's too many employment approvals that need to be approved and approved now to say... to vote no based on the objections you raise here, but these objections should be noted for the record. Okay, and I would like to get further clarification. Even if we vote on it now, I want to, your concerns concern me too, and I want to get to the bottom of it.
With no further discussion, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll. Aye. Motion passed. Now we are back to item 9.01, and the question for this particular item is there still a question remaining, Ms. Dunlap? There are no further questions. Are there any other discussions on this item? May I have a motion to vote for 9.01? Moved by Ms. Tamara. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Whitman. Any further discussion? Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye. Motion has passed. Item 10.01, agreement between the Reynoldsburg Board of Education and the Licking County ESC. Madam Superintendent, do you have any commentary on this particular item?
President Begley, members of the board, these are our typical agreements we put in place for students who may need served out of the ESC this coming fall. You'll see a lot of things that are just pretty routine in the next couple of sections.
Thank you. Do I have a motion? Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Whitman. Any other discussion? Madam Treasurer, please call the roll. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, so there's quite a few things here, so I don't want to ask questions, but for those who don't have an agenda in the audience, I just want to point out what, just briefly summarize what these are here.
No, we're just on item 10.1.
Sorry.
With no further discussion, Madam Treasurer, would you call the roll for item 10.01, please?
Aye.
Motion passed. Items 11.0102, or item 01 is on for information. Items 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 are on for action, and number 9 is also on for discussion. Yeah, okay. Oh, no, I just said the ones that were not on for action, which were, it's just informational is what it was listed. That's why I said that. All right, so items 11.01 then would be for action as well. So only one item, 11.09, would be on for discussion. Is there a representative here for the educational travel for history students to New York City? We can hit that one first before we talk about the rest. Okay.
Hello, my name is Erin Marshall. I am currently at HS Squared, but I was at Brattleboro for 14 years. So with the transition, one of the things I am losing is the Washington, D.C. trip, which we just came back from. So I thought it'd be a fabulous idea if we could bring something to our high school that is similar to the trip. So I started the process with connecting with Scholastica Travel, which is the same company we use for Washington, D.C. I've settled in on Scholastica as the company I'd like to continue to work with. I researched a separate company, and they were pricing significantly higher, about $500 to $600 higher per student. So Scholastica is one of the least expensive companies that I could find. The way that I'd like to start this trip, I would like to propose bringing it in. I'm sorry, that's my kid's bedtime alarm. They should be in bed right now. I'd like to propose bringing this trip into the district in phases and as part of the paperwork that I gave to you. So starting next year, my thought was that we would start off with simply just HS Squared. That's the academy I'm connected with, taking our juniors and our seniors, taking a smaller group to get started just because I am not familiar with how a New York City trip would run. Washington, D.C., I've been there several times. So my fear of starting too large might be that the first year would be so chaotic that people wouldn't be interested. Then the following year, I'd like to open up to all juniors on the Livingston campus, and then the last year opening up district-wide to juniors. I would like this trip to be a junior trip, just being that our senior year we are so, so busy, and financially there's a lot of expectations for parents that year. So right now the trip is looking at about $800, and that would include the trip, coordinator stipends, t-shirts, different meals we'd have to pay for. It does include the money to go see a Broadway show. That is all part of it. I would like to break it down to make it a little more manageable into four payments of $200 for the kids. I do have a company on the back burner waiting for a possible fundraiser, but they know it's all waiting on approval, yes or no. We were actually tentatively scheduled with the company, so we have buses set aside, and they always do this. They do it ahead of time because they need to reserve it rather than ask for it later. So we are tentatively on a schedule for the dates that you saw, which would be May 3rd through the 6th, with that company. They're just waiting to hear yes or no to get that information out to the students. So that's kind of my proposal. You should have, was there an itinerary submitted to you? That would kind of give you an idea of what the trip would look like.
I saw that it mentioned Statue of Liberty and a few
other things. Statue of Liberty,
kind of things,
yeah.
You know.
Ellis Island, Broadway show, the 9/11 memorial, Grand Central Station. They will go to the American Museum of Natural History, Patrick Cathedral, Rockefeller Center. I'm just trying to see if I've missed anything else. Chinatown, Little Italy. Those are just some of the main highlights. And like I said, it does include a Broadway show as well. That is something that we would get to pick. I get to pick it. And my thought is for the very first year, if the trip does get approved, I would probably just pick a show for everybody to go to. But as we get better with the trip, I would like to give the children options, like maybe two or three shows, and then they can pick the one that they're the most interested in. And then even if there's possible, like a baseball game that evening, maybe that might be an option too. These are building blocks. Right now, it's just, you know, everybody really doing the same thing. But in the future, if it works out and it's successful, I would like to give the students just a little more options on what would interest them for their night activity.
I just want to make a comment. You were amazing that you were taking this on. What an incredible, incredible task and a challenge, but I think it's wonderful. Sounds great.
I've done the D.C. trip for several years, so like I said, it kind of felt like I needed to fill that little spot, because I enjoy going. I enjoy so much, and I just thought it might. And actually, interesting enough, being at the high school, a lot of the kids still talk about the Washington, D.C., especially when they see me, they talk about that trip. And I was just kind of chatting with the kids one day, and I was like, what do you think we could do a high school trip? And they haven't stopped talking to me about it. I'm like, we are planning it. I can't guarantee anything. But they're already kind of talking about how fun that would be now that they're older to be able to go and do something like that.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for your initiative.
So this item is on for discussion. Are there any questions or comments from other members of the board? Would this being under discussion prohibit them from moving ahead with fundraising proposals at this point until we act? So the next possible time we would act would be the June meeting.
Right. So I just have a company. I told them I will be calling you as soon as I have a yes or a no.
Okay.
And the same thing with the tour company. They're just holding off. I told them that it was discussion this month and approval possibly next month. So they know everything's on hold.
Okay.
Madam Superintendent, could you comment on, based on the district doing this D.C. trip, if we say yes to I'm sorry, I forgot.
Aaron,
tonight, what are we committing to and what should we be?
We're just going to talk about it tonight. I've gone through this process so much.
Okay, all right. So if next month you were to say yes to her, what would we be saying yes to? It sounds like they'd be fundraising, and so it's self-funded.
It would be a self-funded trip.
School-sponsored trip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And checks and balances. Students would be visiting, you know, as students of Reynoldsburg City Schools. This is not something they're doing on their own. School-sponsored. So we have to ensure that we have all of our checks and ducks in a row with insurance and et cetera. Appropriate chaperones. I'm going to say that three times. And Erin's a pro with it. She's done it for a while at the junior high school, and just a real glutton for punishment. I think it's a great
opportunity
for our kids to see another part of the country, and I really applaud her and thank her for giving so selfless of herself to make these opportunities available to kids who may not even have an opportunity to visit New York.
Right. Other questions? Nope. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. If we want to talk about a couple of the items, 11.01 all the way through 11.08, if there's any conversations, there are a few things in there that I can speak on as well, but otherwise, any conversations, any other discussion for these items?
I was reading all these memoranda of understandings, and it looks like a number of these are just renewals. So College Credit Plus with COTC, that's a renewal. And then with CCAD, is that a renewal? I know we heard about, okay. And I know Harrison College is a renewal, and it looks like Keeley Academy, that's the same thing that they've been doing.
1-year contract.
1 year. And Valley Met is a renewal. And in fact, as I was reading there, it said, you know, the district agreed to provide, you know, signage and stuff like that. I've heard that there's a Ballet Met dance studio somewhere in the Summit, but I still don't know where it is, so I'd just like to say, that's kind of a cool thing. I'd like to see better signage on that. Okay, but I think it calls for some signage, you know, in the document I read, so I'd like, if there's a sign, I've missed it.
Okay. Any other conversation pieces for items 11.01 through 11.08? Do I have a motion? Moved by Mrs. Dunlap, second by Mr. Whitman. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Aye.
Aye. Motion's passed. Policy items 12.01, 02, and 03. They're all up for action. Madam Treasurer, if you want to speak for a moment on the investment policy.
Yes, on tonight for approval is the investment policy and also the records retention policy. These are two policies that have been in the works for a few months now. They've been to the policy committee. In addition, the investment policy has also been to the finance committee. The investment policy aligns our policy with changes in state law and I believe makes it easier to understand and more clear. I thought our previous policy, while it served its purpose, was maybe not as clear as what it could be. So when the law changed, we took the opportunity to rewrite the whole policy, and it's now on tonight for your approval.
Thank you. Items 12.02 are the interscholastic extracurricular eligibility policy revision. This was brought to the attention of the public at the last board meeting, and now it is in form for a vote to strengthen our requirements for our student athletes. And items 12.03 is records retention policy, which I believe is to update with current aspects of the law.
Yes, the last policy was done in 2000, so
it's very outdated. So I read it, and I believe the parts about emails, that's mainly the new edition, is that right? Okay, so email itself has been on there a while, but now it's just lots of updates regarding all the different ways that you can communicate now. Okay, all right.
I just had one other question about the interscholastic extracurricular eligibility policy. I know that we discussed this last month, but just again in reviewing the policy, remind me if there's a grandfather clause.
What do you mean grandfather clause? Are you referring to people who are ineligible now, not being, it's my understanding that the policy takes effect, you know, before the fall year, based on the fourth quarter grades from this year. If I'm mistaken in that, say again, Mr. Pritt?
That's how we understand it.
Yeah, that is how we understand it. Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. So as far as the grandfather clause, are you meaning?
If there was any transitional period for those students who did not reach the 2-point.
There is a, I would call almost like a coach's intervention, is it where a probationary period, so if students do not meet within the requirements, they still have to pass their five classes, but if they're between the 1.75 and the 2.0, then they would be able to have a probationary period that would be monitored by their coach as far as study tables and grade checks and things of that nature.
Okay, is that throughout the entire process or just at the beginning while we're going?
That would be continuous throughout. It would be two probationary periods because different freshmen, you know, everybody, sometimes people have a bad quarter and we didn't want to prohibit someone from participation.
Thanks.
Any other discussion? Madam Treasurer, I still haven't done a motion yet, have I? We did have a motion. All right, Madam Treasurer, I'm getting tired. Go ahead and call the roll, please. Oh, we need a motion. See? There we go. Moved by Mr. Truex, seconded by Mr. Whitman. Madam Treasurer, unless there's other discussion, please call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. Items 13.01, 02, 03, 04, 05, 06, and 07 are all up for action. Do I have a motion? Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Whitman. Discussion. Mr. Stahl, do you have anything that you would like to share about these items for the under the business and operations?
I got a couple of the items over here. Item one, basically we're doing some asphalt work throughout the district and doing some repaving in front of the bus garage lot. Item two, we're actually be putting in some bus tracking technology to help with routes, pickups, as well as interfacing with our maintenance system on our buses. Item 13.03, we'll be doing a flooring replacement over at Summit Elementary as well as over at Livingston. That'll occur over the summer. Item 13.04, we'll be doing an in-net upgrade basically throughout Summit High School. The good thing about items 13.04 and 05, that is part of the E-rate program, and 80% of those, both those items will be covered by the E-rate program. That's all I have.
Any other questions or comments?
I wanted to talk about the bus tracking system management. We talked about this at a Buildings and Grounds meeting a month or two ago, and fellow board member Truex and I, when we were hearing the presentation, it sounded like just sort of an updating to streamline repairs and bus routes, or if a bus is disabled, getting another bus there as quickly as possible. But I understand that the Hilliard district is having that they're having some difficulties. That it's actually costing them a lot of unexpected, you know, additional costs. Have you heard anything like this? Okay. I would invite. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, it sounded like a good idea when we talked about it. In absence of other information, you have Mr. Stahl?
There's, you know, as we put in kind of the base system, there is an upgraded module for what they call the Z-Pass, which is kind of the student tracking. That could be the part that a lot of districts, Columbus is putting in now, some of them are looking at, where basically a student will issue an ID when they get onto the bus, it would register that student's on the bus and off. And so my gut is they're kind of rolling out this third piece of technology. I do know there's some hiccups in trying to get that technology all worked out.
How long is this contract with the bus system? Is it 1 year, 2 years?
This agreement right here basically be 1 year and 1 year service.
Okay.
So that's what we're obligated to.
So if it turns out to be more trouble than it's worth, it's something that can be revisited at a different time.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments? All right. Madam Treasurer, can you call the roll, please?
Aye.
Item 14, move into executive session. Item A2, do I have a motion? Moved by Ms. Tenero, seconded by Mr. Whitman. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion passed. We shall return.